Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. There is a chance for snow in the forecast for this evening or tomorrow. It's not expected to be a lot, but you know we're due for another storm before long.
Clearing snow from the driveway or the parking lot seems like it's one of those activities you'd never be able to turn over to an app. But wouldn't you know it, there is now a company out there that wants to do for plowing what Uber has done to the business of catching a lift.
Wills Mahoney is the co-founder of Plows and Mows, a plow-on-demand company which is now into its second winter of operation. It's based in Syracuse, New York, but Milwaukee is among its first other cities of operation. Mahoney joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers from Syracuse and explained the concept.
You know, obviously we're a smartphone app. We're available for the iTunes Store and through Google Play. So, you know, it's a pretty simple process. You know, you basically enter your driveway information, property information, and our system calculates an exact price on what it would cost to either mow your lawn or plow your driveway. So, you know, for plowing your driveway, you know, you put that information in. You place an order, and you can choose exactly when you want the snowplow to be at your property. So you can say, hey, I want the plow provider to be there as soon as possible or tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. Once you place the order, it gets dispatched to the closest provider. You know, we have a very extensive provider network in the Milwaukee area. So, you know, they hit the job, they go out and do it, and then they take a picture. And it's great because the user gets notified through the entire process. So you know when the provider is going to be there. You get an ETA. And then if you're out of town or you're not at your property, you get to see a picture of the completed job.
So why did you start this app? You know, what was the need that you saw that wasn't being filled?
Sure. So, you know, it was kind of interesting. You know, it started actually because my mom, of all people, you know, in Syracuse, New York, needed to get out of her driveway, and we had over a foot of snow, and she desperately, you know, asked me to call around and see if I could get a snowplow provider out there. No one picked up their phone. Meanwhile, plow trucks were driving right by her house, and I was saying to myself, this is a missed opportunity. These guys are driving by, and they could have just picked up extra revenue, and my mom could have gotten out of her driveway. So that's why we set out to make this app and, you know, create an efficient process for both the consumer and the provider.
It seems like an ideal audience for this app is older people who, you know, might not know folks in the position to help them plow out their driveways or parking lots. And at the same time, you know, they might be people who are the least likely to have this app. Is that an audience that you're trying to reach?
You know, that's a good question. You know, what we found is it's a broad range of people that are actually using our product. It's a pretty much a 50-50 mix between males and females. You know, normally our average user is 30-plus that's using our service. And the other thing that we found is a lot of people like it because they don't have to sign a contract. So they don't have to, you know, pay all this money up front. So if it doesn't snow, you're not out a significant amount of cash.
Where do you see yourself in the context of all the other companies that provide plowing services?
Well, what's interesting about our company is we're basically providing additional revenue to providers. You know, they might have their current customer. What we're doing is we're tracking their live GPS. So we're only giving them jobs that are on their current route. So we're making it as efficient as possible. So the providers love us because they're getting paid in 24 hours. They're getting free leads to properties and, you know, really just increasing their bottom line.
You're mentioning your providers. It says on the app that there's a link where you can become a provider, but you have to have commercial-grade equipment. So does that exclude your neighbor with a plow attached to his pickup? What is commercial-grade equipment?
Sure. You know, it sure does. You know, one of the things that's really important to us is having, you know, landscape professionals using our service. So we require at least $1 million in general liability insurance as well. So, you know, when someone comes to your property, it's not going to be a kid with a shovel. It's going to be, you know, a seasoned professional.
Okay. So how do you control for the quality?
Yeah, so we've got a couple different things in process. We actually have our own quality control division here. So when a job's complete, the provider actually gets rated. So on a daily basis, we're monitoring our providers. So we ensure that, you know, the provider is doing a good job, and if they're not, they don't stay with our app.
So let's say you wake up. There's been a monster snowstorm last night, and you are buried. You need a plow. What is the response time like?
you know, I can give you a pretty good example. You know, it really fluctuates from your location and the amount of snowfall, but, you know, we have jobs that are completed in early as 10, 15 minutes. But, you know, on average, you know, we'd say it's normally around an hour or so from when you order. But the nice thing about our app is if you know you need to be out in the morning, we always recommend ordering and scheduling the night before, because then what's great about that is it gets automatically put into the provider's route for that morning, so it gets done as soon as possible.
Many people here in the city of Milwaukee don't actually have driveways. You know, they live in apartments, or a lot of people live on alleys.
Yes.
Would you say this app is more for people in the city or people in the suburbs?
Definitely for people in the suburbs. You know, we do have providers within the city as well, but we cover areas like New Berlin, Oak Creek, you know, Waukesha. We cover about a 30-mile radius around the Milwaukee area. So, you know, we can cater to both areas, but, you know, the majority of our orders come from the suburban area.
I have to correct you. It's Waukesha.
Ah, Waukesha.
So
right.
Close,
I,
though. You did a good job on the others.
One of the things I can tell you about the Milwaukee market is it's one of our faster-growing markets. You know, we're in 30 markets across the country right now, and we've actually spent a lot of time actually growing the market this year just because we've seen so much growth. So, you know, we expect that it'll be a top-five market for us, you know, this coming year.
Why do you think that is?
From looking at our data and our analytics and reviews, a lot of people kind of value their time, and, you know, I think the price point is there as well. So I think it makes sense for both the consumer and the provider. So it's really a win-win situation.
Well, Wills Mahoney, thank you so much for joining us on Lake Effect.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Wills Mahoney is the co-founder of Plows and Mows. Both words end with a Z. The company is based in snowy Syracuse, New York, but Milwaukee is one of the fastest growing markets for the Plowing on Demand app. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
We'll take one last break, and then the work of a scenic designer and how it fits into the Milwaukee Rep's new production of Mice and Men. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM.